Welcome to the PresbyCan Daily Devotional Podcast for Thursday, December the 13th, 2018, entitled The Foundation, written by Lynn Phipps of Atlin, British Columbia, Canada, and based on Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16 in the New International Version. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. The friend and customer for whom I had finished a stained glass commission was extremely happy. He had brought me a small oil painting of the Holy Family and asked me to recreate it in glass for him to hang in his window for Christmas. Unfortunately, a few days later, he returned with the beautiful glass in nothing but pieces. He had dropped it. He had swept up all the pieces and brought them back to me in a large manila envelope. We dumped it out onto my table, and all I could do was sigh. It looked impossible. I just couldn't see how or where I would even begin to put it back together. My friend simply said, "I will leave it with you. Think about it. If you can't do anything, would you please make me another one?" So I thought about it. And I prayed about it, and as I did, ideas began to circulate within my mind as to how I would at least make a start. Step by step, I prayed and worked. The most difficult issue was that the foundational clear glass to which the stained glass is glued had been shattered, so there was nothing to attach the colored pieces to. I carefully sifted through all the shards and gradually glued most of the original foundational glass back together. Once I had done this, I took a brand new piece of clear glass and glued it to the back of the shattered pieces. Now I had a brand new foundation, enabling me to begin rebuilding the entire piece. I managed to complete it before Christmas. The finished product was quite amazing. Though small cracks could be seen here and there, the overall piece was beautiful. The cracks were an important reminder to my friend and me that each person needs a new foundation to build their lives upon, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Without Him, nothing that we build is lasting. But with Him, our lives take on a new and eternal purpose. With Him as our foundation, the broken and shattered pieces of our lives become mended and whole again, becoming a testimony to the glory of His goodness, love, and healing power. We also become part of the Holy Family, in this case, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As the prophet Isaiah wrote so many years ago, "The one who trusts in this tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation, will never be dismayed." Perhaps as you read this today, your life has been shattered. Perhaps you have not yet placed your faith in Jesus, the tested stone, the precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. Perhaps today would be a good day to do so, for the one who trusts in Him will never be dismayed. Let us pray. Father God, thank You for sending us Jesus, the precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. Thank You that all who call out in faith and believe upon His name and His saving power find forgiveness for their sins and eternal life in Him. Bless all those today who are making the choice to begin a new life with Christ as their foundation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.